leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has dismissed the U.S. claim of seeking a power transition in the Islamic Republic.
همه بدونن هم دشمن بدانه هم دوستان با اخلاص بدونن هم اون دوستانی که گاهی دلشون میلرزه بدونن جمهوری اسلامی مستحکم ایستاده است و بدانید اونا نمیتوانند به ما سیلی بزنن ما به اونها سیلی خواهیم زد
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the hollow rhetoric of the U.S. government is not worthy of attention. Leader made the remarks in response to U.S. Secretary of State's recent comment that Washington wants a transition of power in Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei said the U.S. has always sought to topple Iran's Islamic establishment, but it's always also suffered a humiliating defeat. Leader described the new U.S. administration as a novice who will come to its senses after getting slapped in the face. The Iranian leader likened Iran to a deep-rooted tree which can't be dislodged. He reminded the fact that even when the nation was a sapling decades ago, Washington wasn't able to harm it back then either. The leader stressed Iran stands strong and its enemies can't harm it. And speaking of Iran's stability in a volatile region, he said the country owes its security to Iranian forces who have fought Takfiri terrorists in Iraq and Syria. Ayatollah Khamenei said had Iranian troops not been deployed to the two Arab nations, they would have to confront the terrorists inside Iran itself now. Leaders said the terror groups wanted to reach Iranian borders, but they were defeated and they are now being wiped out altogether. And now we're going to swing over to Irvine, California, where we're joined by Mr. Alexander Azadgan, Senior Geopolitical Analyst and Professor of Strategic Global Management and International Political Economy. Hello there, Professor, and thank you for joining us. Now, your thoughts on the Iranian leader's remarks, and how far do we have to go to document U.S. attempts to manipulate Iran's government, and why has it always been so important for Washington to do so?
Thank you for having me, Daniel. As far as how far we can go with this type of behavior, literally, there was supposed to be a military attack against Iran not too long after the revolution, and their helicopters basically clashed, and they failed miserably. Washington really needs to realize that this precedent that they've set, and we can go back to early 90s with what they did in Yugoslavia and breaking that country, and then trying to get rid of its leader, all the way down to what they did in Libya with, you know, interfering in the internal affairs of Libya and wanting a, you know, transition of power, as they call it, all the way down to Syria, where they created basically hell, and they keep constantly asking for the removal of Bashar al-Assad. They need to get really defeated in Syria to realize that this calling for transition of power is not only illegal from an international law perspective, but also it's not going to be practical, and it's going to cost them, you know, billions of dollars and, God forbid, American soldiers. So this is not a sustainable policy. It's based on hubris, arrogance, short-sightedness, and basically denial, living in denial. Iran's Islamic Republic has been around for nearly, it's going to be 40 years. It's not going anywhere. And the Supreme Leader's message, he came from a place of power. He spoke very strongly. And this is how you have to talk to a bully like Mr. Trump in office. Now, I'm very disappointed by Mr. Rex Tillerson. I believed that Mr. Tillerson, Mike Pence, and Defense Secretary, the Mad Dog Mathis, that these three were the actual, you know, adults in this administration, and yet we are hearing the same kind of incendiary, you know, destructive rhetoric, this time from Rex Tillerson. Now, keep in mind, a couple of days ago, they were going to release a big portion of what Washington did in Iran in 1953 in removing, again, talking about regime change, in illegally removing a democratically elected prime minister, and that would be Mohammad Mossadegh. So at the same time that they're releasing this information about the crimes they committed in 1953, yet they asked for a regime change in Iran. It's complete madman lunacy, and it's contradiction in terms. And I think this is a sign of an administration that has a lot of internal strife within it to keep sending conflicting messages to the world.
And Professor, so why is it so important for Washington to try to, you know, let's just say set the entire global landscape the way it seems fit?
Because we have this one world government arrangement that they want to implement and force down everybody's throat. And if any leader or any country raises objection and doesn't want to play the role that they've been assigned, this is what they do. They ask for regime change. They do what they did in Russia a few days ago, you know, fooling these masses. Karl Marx, or was it Lenin? I believe Lenin called them useful idiots. They unleash them in the streets to cause anarchy and chaos. And we have to keep in mind, this also happened in Iran, you know, a few years ago in 2009. Thank God it failed. This is what they do. They do that in order to get their way. Now, Mr. Supreme Leader's message was also, it was very subtle. He was also sending messages to some of our colleagues within Iran who are short-sighted, who think the West means no harm, even though they've seen, you know, how Washington had reneged and will continue to renege. And Daniel, my forecast is Washington will try to come out single-handedly, one country, will try to come out of JCPOA. So this is what they do. If you don't fall in line with their plan, whether you are Mr. Chavez down in Venezuela, whether you're Mr. Putin in Russia, whether you're the supreme leader of Iran or anybody else, Mr. Duterte could be next in Philippines, they will try to ask for regime change. This is illegal language. We are working at the UN to make sure this is illegal to even say this, to have unilateral sanctions against the country should be illegal. And there's precedent for this going all the way back to the Treaty of Westphalia in 1648, Daniel. For crying out loud, haven't we learned our lesson? Again, this all started in modern times under George Bush when he wanted to go to, I mean, I'm talking about in the 2000s. We can go back to early 90s with the Yugoslavia mess. But Mr. Bush, you know, set this precedent where you can go to Iraq and get rid of this ruler based on false pretext. They're going to do the same thing with Iran. They're going to use Iran's peaceful nuclear advancement as a cause. If that's not an issue, they're going to use Iran's missile technology as an issue. If that's not it, they're going to say Iran has uranium, you know, near Isfahan. They're always going to try to change the goalpost. And my advice and my consultation to our friends, our colleagues within Iran, who still look at the West positively or naively, is to change direction and listen to us in the West who are consulting you and not trusting Washington, because we know Washington's history, going back not just the past 20 years, but going back to the past 200 years. They're experts at reneging their promise, whether it's to the indigenous Americans or whether, you know, it's to the Iranians, you know, now. They cannot be trusted, and under current administration, especially, Daniel, under the current administration, Washington cannot be trusted. If anybody trusts Washington at this time, when Trump goes to the Persian Gulf, tries to create a so-called Arab NATO, at the same time you have one of the key members like Qatar pulling out, it shows how many cracks there are under walls. And this is not a time to be reconciliatory. This is a time to stand strong to a bully and maintain your position and not take an inch back. That's my consultation.
Professor Fertores,
whether they're reformers or whether they're conservatives.
Thank you for joining us. We have breaking news. I have to cut to that. Thank you, Dr. Alexander Azadgan, senior geopolitical analyst and professor of strategic global management, international political economy, joining us out of Irvine, California. You can see on